painted pony, let the spinning wheel fly.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Two astronauts are feeling the weight of gravity for the first time in almost 10 months after returning to Earth aboard a SpaceX capsule.
It was a gentle on-target splashdown for the Crew Dragon and the four people on board, including those who spent a whole lot more time than they bargained for, Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore.
Beautiful weather, looking at the wave height, that's a factor, and the wave height was just about as good as it can get.
Former astronaut Dr. Tom Marshburn has been to space three times.
They'll be taken care of by NASA and the flight surgeons are going through the standard flow of that, getting their strength back, getting their neurovestibular systems, their balance back, and all those things.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
President Trump said he and Russian President Putin agreed to a, quote, immediate ceasefire on all energy and infrastructure in Ukraine during their Monday telephone call. But just hours after that call, air raid sirens sounded in Kyiv as Ukraine reported a barrage of strikes on civilian infrastructure, and Russia reported an oil depot fire after a Ukrainian drone attack. CBS News correspondent Holly Williams is in Lviv, Kyiv.
After that contentious meeting between President Trump and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House last month, the U.S. actually did briefly suspend deliveries of military aid and intelligence sharing with Ukraine. So now the question is whether Trump would be willing to do that long term as part of a negotiation with Putin.
Protests erupted in Israel against Prime Minister Netanyahu, ending the ceasefire with Hamas using deadly airstrikes in Gaza. CBS News correspondent Remy Innocenzo reports from Tel Aviv.
Families and supporters of hostages held in Gaza made their anger clear outside Israel's legislature in Jerusalem and the defense ministry in Tel Aviv.
What do you think of Netanyahu's strategy?
He should have kept going with the deal and make sure that all of the hostages get back home safely.
But the Israeli Defense Forces said its military offensive will only expand.
As President Trump ordered, the government has released 80,000 pages of JFK assassination files. CBS's Arden Fari is looking through them.
For those hoping for a bombshell revelation about the 1963 Kennedy assassination, this latest trove of documents appears to disappoint. Most, if not all, of the 80,000 pages released by the National Archives are not new. What is new? Some of the documents that were previously redacted to protect intelligence sources and collection methods can now be seen in full.
Louisiana used nitrogen gas to put Jesse Hoffman Jr. to death for the 1996 murder of a 28-year-old woman, the first time the state has used that execution method. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with a sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The American Kennel Club is out with its annual list of the most popular purebred dogs.
For a third straight year, the French Bulldog is number one. They don't need much grooming or exercise. They're friendly and they have those cute, smushy faces. Labrador Retrievers, Golden Retrievers, German Shepherds, and Poodles round out the top 5. Rising fast on the list from 47th to 14th in the past decade is the Cane Corso. They're big, strong, athletic, loyal, and very protective of their owners, though breeders warn they're not for everyone. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The European Union's law enforcement agency is warning that artificial intelligence is turbocharging organized crime. They say it's eroding the foundations of societies across the 27-nation European bloc as it becomes intertwined with state-sponsored destabilization efforts. That grim warning coming Tuesday in the report on organized crime published every 4 years by Europol. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. Showers on and off tomorrow, even a few rumbles of thunder, highs to the upper 40s and windy. And staying breezy tomorrow night, rain mixing with and changing over to snow. Currently it's 37.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl.
Get around, round, round, I get around. Get around, round, round, I get around. it while she can.
Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits. When we
The good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. Ah, what kind of feeling? I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. Sure.
Get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Just gotta wait.
98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
but all you do is treat me bad. Break my heart and leave me sad. Tell me, what did I do wrong to make you stay away so long? 'Cause baby love, my baby love, been missing you, miss kissing you. Instead of breaking up, let's do some kissing and making up.
Bye.
Cupid lives in a very bad part of town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Confession when I'm telling the world that I love you.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Chief Justice of the United States, John Roberts, is calling out President Trump for saying a judge he disagrees with should be impeached. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
There were inquiries, apparently, to the Supreme Court, according to the Supreme Court, who issued a rare statement from the Chief Justice responding to the president, saying that for more than two centuries, it has been established that impeachment is not an appropriate response to disagreement concerning a judicial decision. The normal appellate review process exists for that purpose. In other words, you got an issue with a judge, keep appealing it. And if it gets to the Supreme Court, we'll deal with it there.
Meanwhile, federal judge Anna Reyes has blocked enforcement of Trump's order keeping transgender people from the military. More from CBS's Jake Rosen.
The judge's order blocks Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth and the services from implementing President Trump's executive order and additional guidance prohibiting transgender people from serving in the military. But the judge put her order on hold until March 21st to give the Justice Department time to seek emergency relief from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia.
Israel abandoned its ceasefire with Hamas with now two nights in a row of deadly airstrikes in Gaza, according to AFP.